I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with State Senator Ed McBroom. He is inviting residents to participate in a Senate Natural Resources Committee hearing this week via remote teleconference. The meeting is this Wednesday at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, and the remote teleconference location will be at Michigan Works in their office in Escanaba. Found out more about what the meeting will be focusing on and why Ed McBroom feels it's important to hear from UP residents. Here's Ed McBroom.
I think one of the things that a lot of us up here in the UP probably casually consider is, you know, how hard it is to get the Upper Peninsula voice heard at a committee meeting because of the distance, and then how critically that impacts the overall decision of the committee. And that's something that Senator Casperson and myself and even, you know, John and Scott and others, I think, have seen. And Tom really started doing this video conference into the committee hearings because suddenly the folks that we work with downstate are like, oh, well, you actually had UPers show up, because beforehand it's like, you know, maybe one or two would take the drive, but most folks just would send out a letter. Mm-hmm. But now people show up at a hearing and you get a room full of 10 or 50 or 100 people who are really concerned about this issue. It really makes a big impact on our downstate colleagues and helps with the policy discussion.
Tell me a little bit about these couple of pieces of legislation that will be discussed at this one. The one has to do with a discount on certain hunting and fishing licenses for non-state residents that meet certain qualifications. What's that particularly about?
Yeah, so that was something that's been started a long time ago. I'm picking up the ball from previous guys like Tom, but it allows former Michigan residents who, say a young man who's been hunting with his family, his grandpa, his dad for years, but now he lives in Wisconsin or Illinois, and that's where his family and his job are, but he wants to bring his kids up, go to the family camp, participate in the hunt. This recognizes that, you know, until recently, this guy was buying a Michigan license. He was paying into the system, but now that he's out of state, we charge him a huge amount more, so he just doesn't come. I mean, that's a net loss in the long run. Mm-hmm. And so it recognizes that's a reality and provides a mechanism to allow people to come home to hunt with their families on their own land and not punish them for being out of the state.
The other part is there's legislation also being discussed to establish criteria and requirements for the taking of deer during the state youth hunt weekend. What's that about?
Yeah, so this is something that's been discussed for all the years I've been in the legislature, is the current rule that allows minors to shoot a buck every year. The most effective practice for, one, incentivizing youth to get involved with the hunt, and two, is it the best for the deer herd? And a lot of folks say that it's not, that we should be encouraging them to take a doe, or that they should only shoot one buck during the course of that rather than being eligible to shoot one every single year. I'm kind of undecided myself on the issue, but I thought it was important. The bill was written by one of my downstate colleagues, and he asked me if I would hold a hearing on it and collect more information, and I'm more than happy to do so because I think the discussion is certainly worth having, and I'm anxious to hear what people and experts feel about it.
That's the comments of State Senator Ed McBroom. That meeting again is Wednesday at 8:30 a.m. Eastern in Lansing. The remote teleconference location will be at the Escanaba Michigan Works office. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.